that some of you, I noticed, did get wrong. Question. By the way, don't hesitate. I try to turn the word on the side. What do you mean by fruitfulness as one of the pillars of family life? Whoa. Fruitfulness. Yes. Having children. Now, some people, as you know, married people, and I know enough of them to say this, the agony of a married couple, especially of the wife, that are childless, only they know. Pray for them. They're winning many graces for you people with children. So it is not just the number of children. There are two kinds of fruitfulness. There is physical and spiritual fruitfulness. This, by the way, is one reason why we read it. Is Father Downey here?
Yes.
He was. Sister and sisters. That's what the church tells us. That our vow of chastity, consecrated chastity, is to be a source of greater fruitfulness. Meaning what? We'll have more offspring spiritually than we would have had had we married and had physical children of our own. I've got too much masculine hormones in me not to want to reproduce myself. So there's both kinds of fruitfulness, both physical and spiritual. At the Orate Fratres in the Mass, we have a priest who refers to our sacrifice as simple. This bothers me, because I wonder how the sacrifice of Christ is simple. Is it a mortal sin to eat meat on Friday? Two questions. First of all, if you can talk to the priest, tell him to stop using the word simple. And blame me. Tell him I'll pray for him. And I will. Well, Friday abstinence is an obligation. I think I've told you, Pope Paul VI declared, Friday penance is a grave obligation. In the United States, oh, pray for our beloved America. Confusion thrice confounded. Most Catholic Americans don't know what they're supposed to do on Fridays. But I can tell them, you're supposed to practice penance. And the canon law prescribes abstinence unless the opposite has been directed by the bishops. So, I would not say that a person practices no penance, whether abstinence from meat or otherwise, on a given Friday, would necessarily commit a mortal sin. Could he, however? I would say yes. If the person said whatever profanity he would use, I eat what I want. Try to avoid walking in front of the camera, please. So, yes. And that, by the way, I can quote from a Roman document. It could be even a mortal sin. If done, in other words, out of simply disregard of the church's laws, Christ told us to repent, otherwise you will not be saved. You've got to do penance. The church tells us what kind of penance to practice. And the real penance, as you know, for us Americans, in not eating meat on Fridays, is not a mortification of the body. It's a mortification of the will. That clear? Who's going to tell me what to eat? How does praying before the Eucharist at adoration differ from praying before the tabernacle in church by oneself? Two main differences. First of all, prayer before the tabernacle is very pleasing to God. But where the Blessed Sacrament is exposed, on the one hand, it's a profession of faith by the church, the priest, who exposes the Blessed Sacrament. In other words, that Christ is truly and really present, the whole Christ, not only at Mass and Communion, but also in the tabernacle. And when you expose the host, it means you don't just hide the Blessed Sacrament. You expose it for a purpose. It is a profession of faith that Christ wants to be identified, to be recognized. It may see for 30 years, our Lord lived in a tabernacle. How's that? And for 3 years, he was, well, exposed to the public. Am I making sense? And secondly, the graces we receive from the Blessed Sacrament are given just because Christ is there. Grace is, two verbs I use, radiated or emanates. Christ's presence radiates or emanates grace. That's our faith. And grace, therefore, is given just because Christ is there. If Christ were not on earth in the Blessed Sacrament, we can safely say God would have destroyed the world for its sins long ago. However, when he's exposed subjectively on the part of a believer, our faith is strengthened. In other words, we are then consciously, almost you might say, forced to think of who's there and why he's there. So, in theology, we speak of grace being given by the sacrament in two ways. Pardon the Latin. Ex opere operato, just because the sacrament, here the Blessed Sacrament, is on earth, it gives grace, period. Automatically, infallibly, Christ pours out, emanates grace because he's on earth. But we also teach that grace through the sacraments is given ex opere operantis. Meaning what? The degree or measure of grace the persons receive depends on their dispositions. So the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament strengthens, deepens, sharpens the dispositions, the faith and devotion of those who are adoring our Lord, not merely in the tabernacle, but exposed. Will you bless all our religion articles right now? Like rosaries, crosses, so we don't have to bother you after class. Does anybody have a small container of holy water? As members of the Society of Jesus, we have certain faculties. Among them is to bless religious articles with a single sign of the cross. And let's separate these. First of all the crucifixes, whether separately or on rosaries, remember, carrying with it the privilege of making the way of the cross by just holding the crucifix in your hands and making the stations. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Now the rosaries. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Now all the medals. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All the scapulars, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. And everything else, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. I don't want to get things wet. I mean to oblige. What about telling a husband over and over and over to stop using God's name in vain, and he refuses to stop? My soul is pained when he does this now, but I have stopped harping. Am I right in not seeing anything anymore? I have harped and harped on it, but no more. Well, you wives, by the way, the verb harp has a definite meaning. Don't harp. So your wives are stopping your harping. You always use all the feminine ingenuity at your disposal. I mean, call him dear. Suppose you try it for just one day. And then you're going to have a very special, some food that he likes. Jim, how about it? Tomorrow, say, is Monday. If tomorrow, you don't lose God's name in vain once, then on Tuesday, what would you most like? He probably tell you. That's a very cheap illustration. In other words, you don't have to, first of all, don't resort. No, not harping. And this is where I think maybe I said it before in public. I sometimes tell people this in private. Have you heard about the French philosopher Montaigne? Have I ever told you the definition of the perfect marriage? The perfect marriage, he thinks, is between a blind wife and a deaf husband. I'll leave it to women to know what weakness a man has. Nobody knows men better than women do. But on their side, the women. And God has given you mothers gifts which you have for taking care of children. Somebody got to talk to these children. It's a special grace that you have. But it must be controlled. Thanks for the question. Here's the book, A Teacher's Guide to Assist Grieving, by Kathy Cassini and Jacqueline Rogers, Proper to Teach Children. I'm not familiar with the book. I'd like to see it if somebody can show me. Do you believe a couple should have 10 children, but they can only support 5? Well, before I answer that question, I'd have to ask what the word support means. There are 3 kinds of ways of supporting a family. The most obvious, of course, is the financial support. The money. And that, by American standards, may indeed not be enough to support Even 5 is a nice number. Let's say 10. But they're not the only kind of support. There were, secondly, moral support. In other words, having come, and I've said this, I think, at least on some occasion, but it's apropos here. My family was 2 people, a widowed mother and myself. We seldom had fresh milk on the table. We bought a newspaper when Lindbergh crossed the Atlantic. Who remembers when Charles Lindbergh crossed the Atlantic? So we bought a newspaper. We never had a car. The first telephone was, after my mother died, to sell the home. So that financially, there was very little. But the moral support that I got from a very loving mother, love is much more precious than money. I know enough wealthy families giving their children all kinds of things. I know the children, and some are very unhappy. So my parents think they can supply for their love by getting me a new car. I don't want a car. I want their love. Am I making sense? And thirdly, there is supernatural support, which does not come from this world, but comes from God. Thanks for the question. I won't apologize for the answer. In the sin of covetousness, is it possible to collect too many religious things, books, statues, rosaries, and so forth? I have a big library of religious books I bought, but many statues have been given to me as gifts. Well, St. John of the Cross says, we can sin by covetousness by holding on to one holy picture we don't need. Sure, I'm not saying sin. But if you want to know where, say, Kathy books, statues, and rosaries can be put to good use, please let me know. Can I tell you that I'm due to go to Russia in January? To Moscow for some lectures. And you name it, they need it. Vacuum, hungry for what we have. If I may, I would like to find out from Moscow, which I am in contact with, what they could use. Would you be willing to cooperate? Thank you. Did Jesus have brothers or sisters? No. There's no mention in the Bible. Oh, there is a mention in the Bible of his brother James. Also, please comment on born-again Christian. Thank you. The brothers, sisters, relatives that are referred to as pertaining to Christ? None. And this is where we need the infallible church to tell us what the Bible means. They all mean near relatives. And the church has to tell us what it means. during your class on conscience, did you say we shouldn't make decisions with a doubtful conscience? Don't we have to make some decisions at times without really knowing what is the right thing to do? I did say. No. Don't make decisions with a doubtful conscience. Now, depending on how grave the decision is, maybe you can wait with making the decision. You can wait, wait. But then settle your conscience. That, of course, is a whole area of moral theology. Yes. Do not act on a doubtful conscience. The fact that the new order does not require the use of blessed salt and the blessing of holy water, does it make the holy water less effective? Oh, no. No. Does not require. What? Does not forbid. I regularly use salt, just for the record. Would you please explain the facts about Halloween? Should we let our children participate in it in any way? Well, Halloween, as you know, is an abuse. It came into the world after Protestantism. And one reason is because Protestantism was born on Halloween. Born on October the 31st, 1517. By now, most people don't even know what it's about. Halloween is a parody. That's spelled P-R-O-D-Y. It is a parody of the vigil of All Saints. Copyright laws should be strictly adhered to, even if they are unreasonably strict. Tapes, magazine articles, especially when articles expound truths that should be known. Can we break any copyright laws? Well, over the years, doing as much writing as I do, I have to draw on all kinds of sources. Copyright laws protect only the way that an idea is expressed. Copyright laws do not protect what is said. The content of what is said is not protected by copyright law. Secondly, morally speaking, the breach in copyright law would be if by your making copies or whatever of something which is protected by copyright, you would injure the sales of that commodity. In most cases, in no question of hurting or harming the sales of that published work. You mentioned natural family planning. What is your view on it pertaining to Catholic families? Sure. It's called natural family planning, and I've met in our programs with, for example, John Kipling and others. In other words, the essence of the sin of contraception is not in planning your family. That's not the sin. The sin is the means you use. And what is called natural family planning, it, as you know, is built on the periodic fertility of a woman during her childbearing years. And therefore, selectively, during most of the month, the woman would not conceive. Intercourse, therefore, during that period is legitimate. Well, there should be, and I use the word regularly in public, there should be a grave reason for doing so. It was a choice between a new car or another baby. Yeah. Get another baby. As they call it, supernatural family. You need grace to see that a child is more important than a new sedan. What does the church say about hiring homosexuals? How are we to be loving, forgiving, and non-judgmental without supporting immoral acts? Well, very simple. We must judge the action of people. We must. Now, to do so would be madness. You see somebody stealing from a store. Oh, I want to be judgmental. So the actions of people we must judge. Otherwise, your parents couldn't bring up your children. What we do not judge is either the guilt in one case or the degree of guilt in another. Only God knows how guilty people are. But objectively homosexuality is a grave, and I mean a mortal sin. So, about hiring homosexuals. The church has to use her head. Well, the job that we have, and speaking for the church, that what we say, we can get away with it. If we don't, well, nobody's harmed but we. That to hire homosexuals is very dangerous. By definitions, homosexuals, I speak of active homosexuals, they want sexual relations with a person of the same gender. You hire those people, in plain English, you're stupid. Because they're going to be a constant source of temptation to the rest of the people on your staff. And maybe even to you. How you respond to an eighth grader who asks the question, if Adam and Eve were our only first parents, then were there so many different colors and races of people? All external factors. Heat, climate, and food. Heat, climate, and food. And once you get below a certain, level, say, get nearer to the equator, the skin becomes darker. It protects the person. It's a protection. And we're talking about centuries and centuries. So, compliment the eighth grader. I'm being sharp. Would you give us a copy of your refutation of the objections to humanity? Thanks for reminding me. Would somebody kind of remind me really formally, get copies made? It's not the objections refutation. Yes. In other words, is the answer that was asked by the bishops' conference when Humanae Vitae was published to make available to the bishops in the United States? Yes. As I tell people, keep after me. How did this group of people get so blessed? Oh. Thank you. Could you please comment on the section of the creed which states that Christ descended into hell and its meaning? Well, the basic meaning is descended into what we call the limbo of the fathers, where all the saved of the old law are waiting for Christ's death on the cross, and then with him, so we hold, at his ascension, they entered heaven with him. Is intinction allowed in the Archdiocese of Detroit? Your recent conversion with the Detroit priest, he told me the Archdiocese forbids intinction and requires that the precious blood be made available to the laity. Please comment. I do not know of any such regulation. Do you give marital instructions? to couples. Yes, I do, but for obvious reasons. We have great limitations because of my other responsibilities. Can I finish the questions? Oh, by the way, have you all got your papers?
Yeah. No.
You all got your papers?
No.
Everybody got their paper?
No.
What happened? Oh. Yeah. Did you get your corrected papers back? Where are they? How many have got your papers back? Oh, okay. Then I can continue. So, get those that are not been returned back to the people. I just wanted to give you the correct answers to the last 10, matching the terms. The quiz on the objections of the lay apostolate. God saw that all he had made was good. 21, Genesis. The new commandment. 23, Gospel of St. John. Christianize the temporal order. 16, special duty of the laity. Prosperous nations. 22, special duty to Christianize the world. Special duty. That's why we've got more. We've got to do more. Agape, 17, was part of the Eucharistic liturgy of the early church, a special meal connected with, after, of course, the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist, 24, main source of Christian charity. Want to go in charity, you must grow in your devotion to and use of the Holy Eucharist. The Catholic Church, 18, Mother and Teacher of Nations. Christian Charity, 25, gives credibility to the Gospel. Let me tell you, all of us, especially you parents, you'll be as effective teachers of your children as you are practicing selfless, patient charity. And you don't beat that law. Because then grace comes through you to your children. It's not merely not edifying your children, you're depriving them of the grace they need by your practice of charity, especially with them. And of course, between husband and wife, in God's name, the love between husband and wife is indispensable for teaching your children. My disciples, 19, if you have love for one another, and disciples means you have learned, you'll really learn what I'm teaching you if you love one another. In other words, if you don't love one another, I can teach you, but you won't learn. You won't be disciples. Original sin, number 20, fallen human society needs Christ. Get it? Not only is there fallen human nature individually, there is a fallen human nature societally, corporately. The human race, America, is a fallen nation. And if we have one more here, human manner is the Trinity within us. The Holy Trinity is within us, or what we call the indwelling. By producing sanctifying grace, that is the best way of explaining how the Holy Trinity is in a person who is in God's friendship. Holy Trinity produces the effect called sanctifying grace. Is the Lord also present in my level of consciousness, also my ego, my life and activity? Yes. In two ways. Naturally, by sustaining our lives and activity, and supernaturally, by providing the grace we need, light for the mind and strength for the will, to correspond our minds with His mind and our wills with His. And
there's one under there, Father. You had it in your hand, but then you put it down. Right there.
There.
Right there. There it is. The other side, I think, starts.
Is alcoholism on the part of a spouse reason enough not to have more children? No. No. Thanks for the questions. Some are easier to answer than others. Shall we pray? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
O
Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us,
and in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.